We continue discussing the halachas of employees and when may employees leave and when may employees not leave and what is the halacha. The Sefer Mishpatei Torah discusses another shaila. He discusses a shaila where in Israel there is a individual who is of the age to be drafted to the army, and he's being told that he could be placed in a very special unit. However, he has to accept up front that there's going to be a lot of training involved in his being prepared to be a soldier in this unit. And because of that, he's going to have to agree to serve in the army for 7 years. And not only that, even at this point, he's still not married, but even if he gets married, they're going to require him to live on the base where he's stationed and those are the conditions for him being accepted into this special unit. May he accept that, may he sign such a agreement or not. So he says, based on the Gemara that we're learning now, Avodei Hayim V'loi Avodim La'Avodim, that perhaps he should not sign such an agreement. Because since this position, number one, in our previous discussion we said that there may be a difference between when somebody accepts upon themselves a position that's a full-time position 7 days a week versus when one accepts upon himself a position that is only a regular job, a five-day-a-week job. But here, he's accepting upon himself a position that's a 7 days a week. He's going to have to live on the army base all the time. So since he's accepting upon himself a position that he's going to have to be there all the time, that is much closer to a situation of an Eved. So there's two reasons why this is closer to the situation of being an Eved. Number one, because it's a position that requires a 7 day a week obligation. And number two, it's because he even has to live on that army base. And that's why the Chasam Sofer says that every Rabbonis is in a way that type of a situation. And therefore, we have to be more machmer. The question is that maybe this is a situation of Bikuach Nefesh. So the Mishpatei Torah says it's difficult to call this a situation of pikuach nefesh, because it's not that this person is not going to be in the army or not take a position in the army to defend Eretz Yisrael. He's taking a position. He was offered this opportunity to be in this unit, but if he won't be in this unit, he'll be in a different unit. And that's why you can't call this a Bikuach Nefesh. It would probably only be considered a situation of Bikuach Nefesh in a situation where he's the only person that could serve in that unit. He's the only person that's really suited for that position. So even though we're learning that one should not accept a position for a long term, and furthermore we're learning that if one does accept such a position, he's allowed to leave the position at any time, the Paiskim however say that there are certain situations that he may not leave in the middle of the term of his position. One of the situations that they identify is an apotropis. An apotropis benichse yisoimim, where Rechmal Tzlan, somebody died, and either the person himself before he accepted, before he died, he asked somebody to be, he knew unfortunately what's happening here, and he asked somebody to be an apotropis, administrator for his yisoimim, or the community asked him to accept such a position. Under those circumstances, the halacha is he may not walk away from the position. The Rivosh, the Shalos HaChuvos Rivosh, and Siman Tuf Pei Beis, says that only as long as they haven't begun their position may they walk away. But as soon as they began their position, the halacha is that he cannot walk away from that position. And the reason is because avadayhem, we're learning in Al-Gemara, the why can't anyone be obligated to remain in a position? Because the halacha is avadayhem v'loy avodim la'avodim. But this person is not avaday la'avodim. This person is a Evet Hashem. It's a Melech Sakaidish. It's an Avodah Hashem. And therefore, the issue of Avodahim, V'loy Avodim La'Avodim, would not apply here. Moreover, it's not clear what his status is. Because it's not like he has a specific hours that he has to work. And that complicates the Shaila. However, the Paiskim do say that if he could say he doesn't want to continue in this position, and if they find, and if the community says, okay, we'll find somebody else instead, then that's acceptable. The Shulchan Aruch, in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Reis Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph, says that even though we're learning now that an employee could walk out in the middle of his term, the halacha, however, is that a shomer who was asked to watch something for a certain duration, there he can't walk out, he can't give that up in the middle of the time. Moreover, the Chassam Sofer, as the Pesachei Tshuva here in Sif Katan Vav quotes the Chassam Sofer, says that a contract, even for Rabbonus, should never be for more than 3 or maximum 5 years. But the right amount is 3 years. The Shalos HaChuvos B'Tzel HaChochma in Chel Beis Siman Pei Zayin says that it will make a nafkamina in a Sephardi community versus an Ashkenazi community. The Ramah that we quoted says that one should not take upon himself a position for more than 3 years. So therefore, we who follow Ashkenazim, who follow the minhag of the Ramah, should not sign a contract for more than 3 years. The Mechaber doesn't make this distinction, and it could be Sfardin could be more lenient in signing long-term contracts. Moreover, the Shach makes this distinction, and we spoke about this briefly in our previous year as well. The Shach says that when is there an issue, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'loy avodim la'avodim, says the Shach, that's only if the employee lives and is by the employer full-time, he lives there, that's when we have this concern. But if a person is just an employee, works 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, even if he signs a long-term contract, that doesn't make him into an Eved, and therefore there a long-term contract would be permissible even according to the Ramah. Moreover, the Pais can make a very interesting distinction, and they say that's actually the Chasam Sofer's opinion. The Chasam Sofer says that could be Rabbonis is worse, because Rabbonis is a full-time position. Typically, the home that the Rav lived in was belonged to the community. That's why it makes him into much more of a concern than other situations. The Btzel HaChochma, in that tshuva that I quoted earlier, Chelik Beis Siman Pei Zayin, says that it could be that nowadays that even employees who sign long-term contracts are entitled to vacation. So even if they have a job that is a seven-day-a-week job, but if there is included in the contract vacation time, so then it's not considered that he's going to be working on a consecutive basis for this employee, for this employer, because he's going on vacation. And therefore, even the Ramah perhaps would be more lenient. The Shailas Tshuvas Oirich Mishpat discusses a Shaila where there was a Rav who accepted a Rabbonis from a certain community. After his contract with the community where he is now ended, do the community where he is now have the right to prevent him to remain with them? So it seems that certainly he could leave. And not only that, maybe even in the middle of the contract he should be allowed to leave, as we're learning in our shir. However, it could be, says the Shas Chuvas Aruch Mishpat, that in the middle of a contract of a Rav, unless the community where he's currently working gives him permission to leave, he may not leave. Because the job of a Rav is this gay rabbin. And the community is relying and depending on this individual. In such a situation where the community is relying on this individual, we have to be stricter in not allowing him to leave in the middle of a contract.